what he was. It was very good of them. He felt tears of gratitude start in his eyes. He stood up and walked slowly around his room. He went to the door and found it locked. That locked door gave him a moment of panic, which he sternly controlled. Perhaps he had been violent. Well, he wouldn't be violent anymore. They'd see. They would award him all possible patient privileges. He would speak about that with the doctor. He waited. After a long time, he heard footsteps coming down the corridor outside his door. He sat on the edge of the cot and listened, trying to control his excitement. The footsteps stopped beside his door. A panel slid open and a face peered in. "How are you feeling?" the man asked. He walked up to the panel and saw that the man who questioned him was dressed in a brown uniform. He had an object on his waist which could be identified after a moment as a weapon. This man was undoubtedly a guard. He had a blunt, unreadable face. "Could you tell me my name?" he asked the guard. "Call yourself 402, the guard said. "That's your cell number." He didn't like it, but 402 was better than nothing at all. He asked the guard, "Have I been sick for long? Am I getting better?" "Yes," the guard said in a voice that carried no conviction. "The important thing is to stay quiet. Obey the rules. That's the best way." "Certainly," said 402, "but why can't I remember anything?" "Well, that's the way it goes," the guard said. He started to walk away. 402 called after him. "Wait, you can't just leave me like this. You have to tell me something. What happened to me? Why am I in this hospital?" "Hospital," the guard said. He turned toward 402 and grinned. "What gave you the idea this was a hospital?"
"I assumed it," 402 said.
"You assumed wrong. This is a prison." 402 remembered his dream of the murdered man. Dream or memory? Desperately, he called after the guard.
"What was my offense? What did I do?"
"You'll find out," the guard said.
"When?"
"After we land," the guard said. "Now get ready for assembly." He walked away. 402 sat down on the bed and tried to think. He had learned a few things. He was in a prison, and the prison was going to land. What did that mean? Why did a prison have to land? And what was an assembly? 402 had only a confused idea of what happened next. An unmeasurable amount of time passed. He was sitting on his bed trying to piece together facts about himself. He had an impression of bells ringing, and then the door of his cell flew open. Why was that? What did it mean? 402 walked to the door and peered into the corridor. He was very excited, but he didn't want to leave the security of his cell. He waited, and the guard came up. "All right now," the guard said. "No one's going to hurt you. Go straight down the corridor." The guard pushed him gently. 402 walked down the corridor. He saw other cell doors opening, other men coming into the corridor. It was a thin stream at first, but as he continued walking, more and more men crowded into the passageway. Most of them looked bewildered, and none of them talked. The only words were from the guards. "Move along now. Keep on moving. Straight ahead." They were headed into a large circular auditorium. Looking around, 402 saw that a balcony ran around the room and armed guards were stationed every few yards along it. Their presence seemed unnecessary. These cowed and bewildered men weren't going to stage a revolt. Still, he supposed the grim-faced guards had a symbolic value. They reminded the newly awakened men of the most important fact of their lives, that they were prisoners. After a few minutes, a man in a somber uniform stepped out on the balcony. He held up his hand for attention, although the prisoners were already watching him fixedly. Then, though he had no visible means of amplification, his voice boomed hollowly through the auditorium. "This is an indoctrination talk," he said. "Listen carefully and try to absorb what I'm about to tell you. These facts will be very important for your existence." The prisoners watched him. The speaker said,